Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I've been told the green beans are going crazy. They must have liked the weather because the production, at least from the folks that I've heard from, are just over the top. More probably than they ever thought they would have. And so now is the time to think about what you're going to do with those green beans. You know, eating them fresh is a great treat. And I have some suggestions for how you might kind of vary that so you don't get absolutely sick of the very same green beans day after day after day. And, of course, they may be canned or they may be frozen. Couple comments on each of those. Well, what about the fresh green beans? Some of the other ingredients that can add a little variety to green beans, mustard is a favorite and a good flavor combination, and you can do that by adding dry mustard to the seasonings, you know, just like you do salt, pepper, butter, whatever you add. Or you can make a mustard sauce. And one of the recipes I have suggests that after you put the mustard sauce on, you top them with slivered almonds and bake them in the oven. But, you know, you could do the sauce and not bake them also. Another combination that you might not have thought about is blue cheese. Well, if that's a favorite flavor of yours, this would be a real tempting kind of thing. And in this one, they add some bacon and some pecans. You use the skillet to cook the bacon and then remove the bacon, of course, to drain that and save a few of the drippings. Cook the green beans in those drippings and then crumble in the blue cheese, add the pecans, and heat that all together for a bit, and you have a dish that's maybe a little unique. Actually, one of my favorite ways is a stir fry. And for the stir fry, I like to pre-cook the green beans just a bit. It doesn't take long, but about a minute in boiling water to get them a little bit cooked, but not, you know, not very cooked. Just there should still be crisp. Drain them. And then add them to some hot oil, probably olive oil is the preference, and cook those green beans. Kind of, this is something you don't walk away from, but it only takes a minute. You know, this is almost a last minute kind of thing. I just shake the skillet a little bit, but you could also use tongs or spatula or some other thing. And then just before you're ready to serve them, add some pecans or good flavor, but you could add walnuts or leave them out completely, and add a little bit of soy sauce. That's the thing that makes them really different. And they're ready to serve. And again, that just a little bit of flavor difference says, oh, well, this isn't the same old green beans. And you some people like to add just a little bit of orange marmalade to that same kind of process. Now, if you need specific recipes, you might give me a call at KJN, and I'd be glad to share those specific recipes. Now, for freezing green beans, that's pretty easy. You do need to pre-cook them and then just cool them down and then pack them dry in bags, airtight bags or jars, and freeze them. Now, some people say, oh, frozen green beans. They really don't like frozen green beans. So some people have tried this, and you might want to give it a try. And that is to cook them, get them ready, not in a mustard sauce, but cook them like you were going to serve them at your table, but just a little less time. So they're not quite to the point of that you like have done this, and then freeze them in that some of that cooking water. And then you just, when you take them out of the freezer, you finish cooking them. And some people say, yeah, they taste pretty good that way. So that's something to try, and it's a perfectly safe kind of thing to do, and maybe a little different than what you've done. Now, what about canning? I'm finding that when people get their pressure canners tested, their gauges tested, the main thing that they are canning is green beans. So that means that needs to be done right away. And really, the gauges need to be tested, should be tested every year. And I was visiting with Jack Robinson's Hardware, and he said, you know, a new one could be off too. And that's right. So even a new gauge, when you get it, would be a good idea to test it. You know, that's sort of disappointing, isn't it? To think that something new would not maybe be correct. Doesn't happen very often. I've had it probably happen only once in all the time that I've been testing pressure gauges. Back to the green beans, and then I'm going to come back to the testing. Green beans, of course, you're going to clean them and that sort of thing. You can either leave them whole or you can cut them into smaller pieces. And then you can either hot pack them, which means you're going to cook them before you put them in the jar, or you can not cook them, called raw pack. You will need to, as you pack them into the jars, leave a 1-inch headspace. You may add salt if you wish, or you may not. It's up to you. You have several choices here. And if you raw pack them, you will need to fill the jars up to that 1-inch headspace with hot boiling water. Of course, if you've pre-cooked them, you're just going to use that boiling hot cooking liquid. So there may be a little difference in the flavor and the texture in the end, but again, that's a personal preference. Either way, you're going to have liquid, of course, in those jars of green beans. And then follow the instructions for your pressure canner and process them for 20 minutes for pints, 25 minutes for quarts at 11 pounds pressure. That is a change over, it's been quite a while ago now, but finding that Iowa is at just enough above sea level that it's better to do it at 11 pounds pressure than at 10 pounds pressure. Now, that's for the gauge that you can read. If you have the weighted gauge, it's just there's a little number on it, says 5, 10, 15, and you just set it on that number, then you have to do it on 10 pounds pressure. So, 20 minutes for pints, 25 minutes for quarts, following the instructions with your pressure canner. And that is an absolute necessity to use the pressure canner with green beans because they are a low acid vegetable. I had a conversation with somebody just last night with a question talking about beets. And she said, you know, I just do my beets in a boiling water bath. Well, that's the pickled beets. And when you make pickled beets, you add vinegar to them, so you're raising the acidic level. When they're plain, no pickling, then you have a very low acid vegetable, and they must also be pressure canned or frozen. So it's that acidic level of the vegetable that makes a difference of whether you have to pressure can to safely preserve them or whether you can use the boiling water bath. Now, if you would like to have your pressure gauge tested, you have an opportunity to do that today at Cappell's from 2:30 to 5:30. Just bring in the lid, or if you want, screw off that gauge. All that we need is the gauge to test it. And there is a $3 charge for that, and I will be doing that and have some information about food preservation if you'd like it. Then, if that doesn't work for you today, then you can just take your lid to either Robinson Hardware or Cappell's Ace Hardware and leave it, and they will call me and tell me it's there, and I will come in and check it out. So you have those kind of two options at either one of our businesses in Atlantic. Again, remember, if you're going to preserve, you want to do it safely, and you don't want to go to all that work and not have it, you know, not have the jars sealed, to have them go bad. And if they have botulism in, that's the scary one. You cannot smell that when you open the jar. You will not know that they are not canned correctly. So be sure to have that pressure gauge tested and then follow the instructions with your pressure canner. It's to have a healthy, good-tasting kinds of green beans and other food. It's a lot of satisfaction when you get that done satisfactorily. So until next time, here's a thought from Dale Carnegie. This is the only chance you will ever have on Earth with this exciting adventure called life. So why not plan it and try to live it as richly, as happily as possible?